Welcome to Her Wellness Reset Podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Matthews, and I'm obsessed with helping you go from feeling frustrated and depleted to feeling healthier, happier, and even more alive. So consider this podcast your go-to spot for strategies, tips, and motivation to keep working towards your wellness goals. I just know we're going to have a ton of fun together. So thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. What's up, guys? You are listening to episode number 52 of Her Wellness Reset Podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about how to uncomplicate your health and wellness journey. So this came to me because I'm always trying to notice different themes, different patterns, different connections with the world around me, with the people around me. And as of the last couple of weeks, I'm noticing this common theme of women in particular feeling like the process needs to be really, really complicated in order for them to start to get results, in order for them to start to see progress. And I'm here to debunk that, first of all, and to help you uncomplicate your own process and kind of strip that out of your mind of thinking it has to be this like insane plan for you to follow in order for you to get results, because that is just straight up not true. All right. So let's say you've decided, you're like, okay, head held high. I'm deciding I'm going to become healthier because I want to look good in that bathing suit this summer. Okay. There is nothing wrong with wanting that. And you want to become healthier and stronger. And it's like you've come out of this excuse land, for lack of better words, and you're ready for that change. But here's the problem. It is so damn overwhelming, right? There's so much information out there. There's a ton of opinions on what you should do, this plan, that plan, what's good for your body this way, what's toxic, how should you move your body? Should I strength train? Should I do cardio? Like, there's so much information out there, right? And so in today's episode, I'm going to help you kind of set that aside and uncomplicate the process. So we're going to explore some simple, effective strategies to help make your journey a lot smoother with less frustration and more joy. Because yes, you can absolutely find joy within the process on your health and fitness, health and wellness journey. So the first thing you're going to want to look at, and this may surprise some people because so often than not, when people come in to do their fitness assessments with me at the gym, I am a personal trainer. So when they come in to do these assessments, it's almost like they expect this crazy, insane plan right away. And I'm like, hold up. How are you sleeping? Like, that's usually one of the very first things I ask. And it kind of takes people back a little bit, like, wait, what? You're not going to tell me all the macros and all the protein and all of this and that? I'm like, okay, hold on. We'll get there. But how are you sleeping? Let's get back to the foundation. Let's get back to the basics here. Because if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to function properly. So that's the very first thing I actually want people to look at, is their sleep and how to get more quality sleep. Now, I know everybody's at a different season of their life. I'm not saying if you have a newborn that you need to, you know, get however many hours of sleep. Like, sometimes it's just not realistic. Like, we get it. But if you are at a season in life where your kids are sleeping through the night and you really want to get some more quality sleep, and maybe you've been scrolling a lot at night and watching TV, and that kind of activates your brain instead of helping you fall asleep. So if you're in that boat where you're like, I'm not falling asleep well, and when I do fall asleep, I don't stay asleep. That's the very first thing I'd want to look at, is, okay, how can we help you get more quality sleep? Because that's one of the very first things you can do to uncomplicate the process, to help your brain think straighter and help your body function more properly. So one of the things I always tell anybody I work with to do is to, first of all, try to go to bed a little earlier. Yes, I know sometimes it's not realistic to go to bed a couple hours earlier, but really think about it. Can you watch one less Netflix show? And can you turn off or turn your phone on do not disturb an hour before bed and just really try not to look at it. Now, I know if you have teens that are out at night, like I get that, you can actually, and you don't want to completely turn your phone off because you need to know where they're at and practices and all that, whatever. So you can make your phone go on do not disturb and allow certain contacts to be able to come through. So that's something that I do. I really work on not looking at my phone at least an hour before bed if I can prevent that. So that's just one thing to keep in mind. And if I have it on, I think all my friends know this, like my phone just automatically goes on do not disturb at 7 p.m. Like that's just what it is because I'm prioritizing my sleep because I want to uncomplicate my health and wellness journey. So that's one of the very first things of strategies that you can start to look at is how can I get more quality sleep so that I can uncomplicate the process? Go to bed an hour sooner. Put your phone on do not disturb and not look at the phone. Watch a little less Netflix at night. I soak my feet in magnesium. I absolutely am obsessed with doing that because it helps me get such quality sleep. That's one thing you can start to explore if that feels good for you and makes sense for you. So that's one of the very first things that you want to look at. The second thing is use what I call the STAR method to create your goal. So you've probably heard of the SMART method. This is kind of like my twist on that. And I have laid down what that method is in the very first episode I've done on the podcast. So if you go back and just listen to episode number one, I'm sure the audio quality is not amazing, but you'll catch the drift of what exactly the STAR method is. What it is you want to start with something simple and specific. So when I say simple, I mean super simple to start out with. Not this crazy intense goal, just something very simple to kind of get yourself in motion. The second thing is the time, the length of time that you'll do one thing every single day to bring you closer to your goal. I always say to be mindful of this when you first go out to set your goal, that you don't do 2 hours a day to do your exercise when maybe that's not realistic for you at this time in your life. Can you start with 30 minutes? You know what I mean? So really start to think about the time realistically that you can get something done. The next thing is accountability. Now, everybody stays accountable in different ways. Not everybody is the same on this. And I think that's something that we think is the same, like, but it's totally not. So you get to figure out what makes sense for you to stay accountable for your goals. Is it a coach? Is it a trainer? Is it, are you pretty self-sufficient and just need to like write it down and see it every day? Do you need to keep track on a piece of paper or a journal instead of like your phone, for example? That's generally me. I do not like setting goals and looking at my phone for these goals and like tracking it that way. I like a physical like paper, something visual, something that I can see, that I can look at, that helps me stay accountable every single day. So that way it takes the guesswork out. And this R in STAR is reassess and repeat weekly. This is one thing that is huge that can uncomplicate this process, is reassessing, reevaluating, looking at your week every single week. I call it Reset Sunday. Like Sundays are my day to kind of look back at my week on my health and wellness journey, see what worked for me, what didn't work for me, and kind of reassess and reevaluate. And so that way I can move forward with more clarity, knowing what works for me. It's not a way for me to beat myself up or like, you didn't do this, you didn't do that. It's more like, okay, here's where we're at. This didn't work. This did work. So I'm going to continue with this next week. Like that is the kind of mindset you want to be in when you start to use the STAR method. You want to start small to uncomplicate the process, your health and wellness journey. So many people are surprised at this, that I'm not giving them a million things to do when they come into work with me. But the first thing I want is to establish some small, consistent habits and then build from there. That, my friends, is how it gets done. That is the way that you are able to form these habits and actually get results, is through this consistent small habits daily. The next thing is just like a word that kind of does a little switch in the brain. And instead of saying workout or exercise, those tend to sometimes be words that we associate with like, with drag and like, I have to do my workout. I have to exercise. If you start saying body movement and make that a non-negotiable every single day, then that kind of makes it seem a little less stressful on you. Just hear me out real quick. Hear the difference between I have to get this workout in and I get to do some body movement today. What do I want for body movement today? So when you start to look at your exercise, your workout as a daily non-negotiable body movement, it feels kind of softer. It feels like a softer approach for you. So that's another way to uncomplicate the process by not saying, I need to go hard or go home on all these workouts every single day, and more thinking, okay, body movement is non-negotiable for me. Maybe today I'm walking on the treadmill and that's okay. I did my body movement. You see what I'm saying? And the other thing is mindfulness. You're going to want to do things that helps you keep the stress down. So simple things like changing words, using your words a little differently, like switching from exercise and workout to body movement. That's going to help you. That's going to help you to kind of keep the stress down a little bit. And also, you can do meditation, breathing techniques, journaling, anything to kind of sprinkle in some mindfulness to help your nervous system stay in a more calm and balanced state. That is going to help you uncomplicate the process because you'll be able to have more clarity because you're coming from a place of balance and calm and clear. Your wellness and fitness journey does not have to be complicated. As a matter of fact, it's already proven that the more simple and consistent the process is, you'll more likely stick with it. That's what I'm trying to say. You're more likely to stick with something if it is simple and consistent versus this short-term intensity, crazy intense plan that you'll do for 2 weeks and then you'll stop. Because we are kind of wired to think that it has to be this crazy, intense plan in order for you to get results. And that's just not true. This approach of small, consistent daily habits, small, consistent, non-negotiable daily habits can help you uncomplicate this process and get you there. This looking back and reassessing each week, what worked for you, what didn't work for you, can help you uncomplicate the process. Getting quality sleep so that way your brain and your body can function properly and work together will help you uncomplicate the process. I want you to start your journey with less stress, less frustration, less irritation, more clarity, more calm, more balance, and joy in the process. That's one thing that I really had to figure out and learn is that I wanted something that I knew I wanted to feel good within the process of what I was doing. And in the past, I was doing these crazy intense, you know, diet and workout plans, and it didn't feel good in the process. But for some reason, I thought that's just how it had to be, right? It has to suck in order for us to get results. That's the kind of mindset I was in back then. And I have debunked that for myself, and I have debunked that for so many women out there. The process does not have to be complicated. And as a matter of fact, the more simple and consistent you are, the more likely you are to stick with it. I don't want you to add more stress into your life, more complication, more drama, more chaos. I want you to add more clarity, more peace, more balance, and more joy. You hear me? You can totally do this. It's time. I can feel that, like, sense, that shift, that more people are starting to feel this way of like, okay, I don't want something intense. that is going to make me feel like shit. I want something that's going to work for my body type, for my hormones, for my mindset, for my effing schedule, because it's insane. I don't have the time like I used to in the past before kids or whatever it is. Like, you want to do something that makes sense for you right now. You want to uncomplicate the process. We do not have to make things so complicated. So that's why when anyone comes in to work with me, like I said, I really try to strip that mindset away from them and start at the foundation, start at the basics. And not everybody is happy with that because they're like, wait, give me all the craziness. I need the craziness. I'm here to tell you, you don't. I'm here to tell you it's a lot more simple than you think. And you can do it. And I believe in you. All right, guys, that's all I have for you today. If we're not friends on Instagram, find me. I do a ton of dancing videos on there that hopefully will make you laugh and inspire you to put more joy out there in this world. You can find me at Miss Chantel Matthews. I will put that in the show notes, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.